Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. The Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled Cayman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Daynar of Richard Daynar Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDaynarMusic and facebook.com/RichardDaynarMusic. Thank you, Richard Daynar. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc pond.
Hey everybody, this is Bam Rubenstein, the Cayman Hunter, coming to you from the Cayman Ranch here in Austin, Texas, saying hello. How is everybody out there? All right. Phone for calling numbers is 818-369-1429. 818-369-1429. That would be the calling number if you guys want to call and chat with me. I want to make sure we say hello to Shane out of Lewis Stone in Baton Rouge, my partner, his wife Krista, studying to be a veterinarian. Hey, while I'm at it, let me tell you guys, don't forget caymanhunter.com for if you want to get a hold of me, if you want to find out what's going on with the Cayman Ranch, find out what we got cooking, caymanhunter.com. And a couple of friends of the show want to mention real quick is forgetmenotforkids.com. That would be forgetmenot all written out and for the numeral kids.com. AustinCustomTollett.com. And if you want to become a friend of the show, just drop us a line. On CaymanHunter.com, we do have a message board now. You'll find the link for it at the bottom right column on our website. You can also find links on our website for sales, rescues, other links. If you want to be linked, also drop us an email or leave a message for us on our message board. And after the show, I think I mentioned this already in my intro, in the pre-recorded intro, but after the show, archive copies of this and previous shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter. Those are dashes, not actually the word dash. Bam-the-caymanhunter. As one word, the dash being real dashes. And archive copies of this and previous shows can also be found at caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. If you're interested in going to our site to find it, radioshow.html. All right. Something that I think maybe we could talk about today, since we've been talking about hatchlings and young Cayman hatchlings, crocodilians. I thought today that maybe we could try a little bit about adult Cayman care. A lot of you guys who get Caymans turn them in after they get too big to handle, but there are some out there that will keep it until it gets a little bit older. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the care of adults for those of you who may want to or think about or thinking about trying to raise it from a pup to an adult. Like the saying goes, since it goes without saying, I better say it. most of your basic rules for caring for reptiles pertain to the adult caiman, as well as to the hatchling caiman, as well as every one of your other basic rules for caring for reptiles. I shouldn't have to explain it, but I will. Basic rules for caring for your reptiles: make sure the heat is correct, make sure the lighting is correct, make sure the room that they can move around in is correct, make sure that the food is correct, make sure that everything is cleaned, clean the filters, the food is good, they're getting the vitamins and calcium that they need. All the basic rules that you would use for any other reptile, you know, cleaning up its poop, making sure it's got plenty of room to move around in, make sure it's got plenty of heat, make sure it's got something cool to hide under, make sure it's got itself a little hide, regardless of what kind of a hide. You know, for snakes, you might have an upside-down bowl with a little cutout in one end of it. For the crocodiles, they still like to hide once in a while. If they can't find the bottom of the water that they can hide in, they'll move around some brush or some bushes, a couple of rocks. Might even dig if you have something that's dirt. We found that once in a while I'll even dig in the deep end of the pond at the far end in the embankment. They'll dig underneath the embankment and just enough room for them to slide slightly up underneath the embankment. I guess it's either cooler or warmer. I wouldn't know. Probably cooler. Cooler down there. That's what they do it for. Okay, about another, your basic rules for caring for your reptiles are kept in play. A couple of things to remember. Remember that males tend to grow faster than the females, and then a male caiman can grow to be around 6 feet long. Females grow to be about 4.5 feet long. Again, these are just average sizes. We've had a female that was almost 6 feet, so, and we know it was female because it laid eggs. And unless it was a seahorse, that doesn't happen. You ever wonder about that? Seahorses, the male lays the eggs. Maybe the guy who named males and females just made a mistake. He thought that was the male and that was the female. Otherwise, there's no real difference between males and females, except the male lays the egg. Anyway, so the males get to be about 6 feet, females get to be about 4.5 feet. Let's see. Here's one. If you're keeping it till it gets to be an adult, you know it's at least 3 years old. If it's over 3 years old, that's probably over 3 feet long. Usually about a foot a year for the first 4 or 5 years, and then a couple of 3-4 inches the next year after that until it reaches about, however big it's going to get, 6 feet, 5 feet, 10, 6 feet, 2, and then it'll stop growing regardless of how much more it gets older. It will get out, it could get thicker though. It definitely could get thicker. Sometimes you'll see them just building up bulk, and sometimes they do that in the winter. In the spring, let me take that back. In the fall, you'll see them building up bulk a little bit. Sometimes it could be because they're getting ready to lay eggs. Sometimes it's because they've laid eggs. Sometimes it could be because they're getting ready to face the winter and they know winter's coming. In the winter, you might find them losing a little bit of weight, and it's okay for them to lose weight during the winter. They don't eat as much. Their metabolism slows down. Their heart rate slows down. The digestive system slows down. They're not in as much to eat food. You'll find sometimes that you could feed them every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks instead of every Monday or every Friday. With us, it's always been on Friday. Friday's payday. Everyone gets paid on Friday. So if that's what you want, you know, you'll see them growing to about 6 feet, females about 4.5 feet. Also, since they're over 3 feet long now, if you want to get it sexed for whatever reason, if you only have one, there's no real need to get it sexed. You're not planning on breeding it unless you want to be able to call it by its rightful gender, him or her, you know. So you want to get it sexed. That's the only reason if you only have one. You shouldn't be breeding them. No reason to. Doesn't make any sense to. But if you want to find out what sex, you might want to find a qualified herpetologist or bring them here. I'll do it for you. And that's when you can do it. After it's at least 3 feet long, you'd be able to do a pinky probe. I think we've talked about this in the past. If the animal's too small to stick your pinky in, don't bother trying to sex it. And any of the other ways that you can sex it, you know, popping or putting the apparatus in or any of those other ways, I don't recommend any of them. The only thing I recommend is the pinky probe. And with the pinky probe, it needs to be at least 3 feet long because you have to be able to get your pinky and its cloaca. And I would also use Vaseline. I'm just saying. I would use Vaseline. When you perform the pinky probe, if you feel a penis, you have a male. If you don't, you have a female. It's that simple. Okay, the caller number again, if you've forgotten it, haven't written down, or just joining us, this is Cayman Hunter out at the Cayman Ranch. Bam Rubenstein, the Cayman Hunter. And the caller number is 818-369-1429. Okay, let's see, what do we got? All right, we like to feed our Cayman once a week. Like I said, Friday's payday. Everyone gets paid on Friday. That's what we call it, Friday's payday. Employees get paid, animals eat, children get to come home, I guess. They eat approximately 1 pound of meat per reptile. And we have them ranging from about 3 feet to about 6 feet. And we average about 8 in the pond at a time, and we average between 8 and 10 pounds of meat each week. On occasion, we will substitute raw meat with live rats or small bunnies. We like to go with the raw meat because we can see what it is, see what's in it, see how good the meat is, or, you know, what's going on with the meat, whether it's, it could be old, it could be, you know, they came in like smelly, rotten food, but we like to make sure that it's going to have what it needs to sustain the caiman, that the proteins are in there, you know, the vitamins and everything. If we give it a lot of raw meat, we're going to put a bunch of it in a Ziploc bag with some Reptical, which is reptile calcium supplement. We use Reptical. You could use any kind of a calcium supplement you want to use if you're giving them a lot of raw meat with no bones in it. But on occasion, we will substitute raw meat with live rats or small bunnies. Rats are a whole lot cheaper. We could breed. We were breeding them ourselves for a while. Take the rats, put them. We would take five separate rats. We would take five rats and put them in separate boxes, all females. And then we would get a male rat and put it in the sixth box. And then the first week, we'd let it stay with the first female. Then we take it out and put it in with second female, third, fourth, fifth, and then alone for a week. By the time we do that, we could go back in and we could scoop up all the pinkies from the first box. And then we can set the rat back in there again, because if they don't have something to feed, they could get pregnant right away. And then we'll do the same thing, second rat box, male, third rat box, male, fourth rat, so on. Week's rest, scoop them up, go back and start over again. Then we always have fresh pinkies. We were doing that for a while when we had a whole bunch at the time. We had 8 caiman, 2 ball pythons, 1 red tail boa, 2 or 3 beardies, an iguana, maybe 2 iguanas, and we'll never do iguanas again. You can. Feel free. We're going to choose not to. One day I'll tell you the story about the iguana and my wife. Sounds like a porn movie, doesn't it? My wife and the iguana. Maybe not. Anyway, so we were breeding rats to make it a little bit easier on ourselves financially. It was a whole lot easier to breed them, give them all pinkies. all that some of them even grow a little bit, you know. They start hopping, they're a little bit bigger, they start getting a little hair, they're a little bit bigger, you know, they're you know, pre-adults, you know, depending upon what we need for what animal we need, whatever we need, we would do that with the rats. And that's what we would do, and we'd have a lot of rats. And actually, bunnies, we tried to do the same thing. When we had a 6 or 8 foot boa at one time, red tail, and we had 8 or 10 caiman, I'm thinking, ranging from 4 feet to 6 feet. And the pinkies just wasn't enough, so we decided to build a little rabbit box and try the same thing with 4 female rabbits and a male rabbit. And it didn't work out so good. They were all feeders. They weren't, you know, they weren't, Easter bunnies or child's pets. They were actually bred for feed. They were feeder rabbits, feeder bunnies. And that's what, you know, for a little while. And we were breeding a little bit also. Breeding rabbits turned out to be a lot harder than breeding rats. I know people say, oh, yeah, they're doing it like rabbits. Well, these rabbits didn't really do it that often. So we had the rabbits. We did what we could with them. And after all, we just ended up feeding those rabbits to the caiman. If you feed it live rats, the only problem with live animals is caiman do not digest hair. So you're going to end up having a really nasty-smelling, hairy caiman poop clogging up your filters. You'll clog up your filters every time they poop. And the more they poop, the more they'll get clogged. And finally, you know, you have to go in there and clean the filters about once every week or two. Every 2 weeks, I think, we're going in there and getting all, and that stuff smells, especially when you clean up hairy, rotten, dead, hairy, undigested caiman poop from your filter. The drawback to feeding them the raw meat is that you need to coat the meat with Reptical if you don't include bones. Now, the different kinds of things that you can feed them. Chicken is cheap, but beware that most chicken has been fed additives, or they use additives in the live-to-food process. And any of these additives are going to be bad for your animal. Well, no matter what kind of an animal you're feeding it, these additives are bad. So you got to try to find chicken that doesn't have any additives, and then the price is going to go up, so is it worth it to get the chicken? You know, the chicken that is free range, no chemicals added, no additives, no steroids, is going to be more expensive. And now we're talking about chicken not being so cheap anymore when it's more expensive. Again, fish is cheap. But the problem with fish is you can't just feed adult caiman fish all the time. Because of the scales, the skin, the oils in the skin, all the outer parts of the fish and the fish brains, those things are really bad for their reproductive and digestive systems. Really bad for a caiman's reproductive and digestive system. So you can feed it, like 1 week we'll have chicken, 1 week we'll have raw meat, the next week we'll have raw meat. The fourth week we might throw in a couple of fish. The fifth week we'll go back to raw meat, sixth week raw meat, and then the seventh week maybe we'll throw in rats and bunnies again. We'll do it once every 3 or 4 months, one fish feeding. It's a little bit cheaper. It's just as easy. You just put the fish on the edge of the water, at the edge of the pond. If the fish are alive, you can put it in the pond. Problem we had with one of ours, we think it was Cuddles, we're not really sure, but what she used to do is, every time she saw a fish float by her, she'd grab the fish, kill it, split it in half, split it down the middle, so it was just like broken in half, and then leave it in the water. She just didn't want to bother it up. If it swam by her, she'd kill it. She didn't always eat it, but she always killed it. First time I think I've ever seen a caiman kill not just for food. And that's what it was doing, just killing, just because it didn't like it in front of it. And you know, really, you want to watch out. You know, you're not supposed to. You shouldn't be breeding them anyway. But still, if it messes with their reproductive system, that means it's messing with their internal organs. If it's messing with internal organs, that means you're going to have medical problems. If you've got medical problems, that stuff's always bad. You know, that stuff's just always bad. You know. Taking care of animals that are sick, trying to get them well, get them better. No reason for it, no cause for it. So stay away from, you know, the cheapest crap that you could find. They're your animals. If it was your baby brother, how would you treat it? You know what I'm saying? Although your baby brother probably wouldn't bite as hard as they would if you stick your finger in its mouth. Well, then again, it might. Hey, if you're thinking about calling in, the number to call in is 818-369-1429. Once again, that's 818-369-1429. What else do I got for you? I guess that's about it. So I got an adult Cayman care. But I'll tell you what, though, while we're talking about it, again, and going back to the beginning where, like, if you take care of your animals, they'll be fine. They can live up to about 75 years in the wild. So in captivity, it's hard to know how long they'll live. But you got to figure you have a 4, 5, 6, 8, 10-year-old animal, it's going to live quite a while longer. So you need to treat it well. You don't want to start dealing with, you know, you want to start feeding the cheap. And if you're going to have it 10 years and you go, oh, well, I had it so long, I'm spending so much money, it's not doing anything for me, let me just feed it once every 3 weeks and give it fish all the time. You're going to mess with its internal organs. You're going to make the animal really sick. You're going to do a really bad job. No matter what, I mean, if you're going to have the animal, you need to treat the animal good. You need to treat it with respect. You need to care for the animal. You don't put a dog on a leash, stick him outside, and then just get by to him and let him fend for himself, you know, from the elements and for food. You bring it in, you take care of it, you brush it. You got to do these things, not brushing. You got to do these things to take care of your animals, though. Take care of your reptiles. They're going to live a long time. You don't want to be killing them off or making them sick. If you cannot take care of your animal anymore, find somebody who'll take it. Go back to the breeder that you got it from. Bring it to me. The animal is 6 years old. It's 5.5 feet long. You can't afford to feed it anymore, and it's too big for you to deal with anymore. Your wife is sick and tired of walking into the bathroom and having to fight with the caiman in order to get into the shower. Bring it to me. We'll take care of it. Okay? Bring it to me. All right. Phone-in number for calling is 818-369-1429. 818-369-1429. Did you guys, I mentioned today that the music you heard at the beginning was Richard Daynor music by Richard Daynor. The song itself was called Just Having Fun. The song was written by Richard Daynor, and it can be found at Richard Daynor Music on Facebook or MySpace, facebook.com, myspace.com/Richard Daynor Music. And Richard Daynor was a guy back in school, back in 1969, IS-145, back in Jackson Heights. Great pianist. Very, very, very talented man. If you need a keyboard guy or an extra track or two for an upcoming album, think about listening to what he's got going on. You might like what you hear. Also, I want to say thank you very much to the Sainthood Reps. Sainthood Reps is another group out of New York, another band out of New York. Their song Anorexiac, they gave me license to use for our show. So if I ever had a problem and I needed another song to go with it, Sainthood Reps Anorexiac, they gave me license for that song if I ever want to use it. As a matter of fact, no, I can't do that. I can't see it. Okay. All right. I was looking to see if maybe I could play a little piece of it for you here, but regardless, I want to thank St. Hood Reps for sending me Anorexia. I give me license for that. I want to thank Richard Daynor for sending me Just Having Fun and giving me license to use that. Shane, my partner out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, if you have any questions, you can always write to Shane at CaymanHunter.com or Krista at CaymanHunter.com, Terry at CaymanHunter.com, or Bam at CaymanHunter.com. Any one of the four of us will be able to talk to you if you want about any of the things that you're interested in with Caymans. More than likely, because the Krista and Terry schedules are so overloaded, they'll probably just forward them on to me and Shane. One of us will be happy to help you if we can. If we can't, we'll try to point you in the right direction. And also, if you're looking for some stone, some pavers or things like that, that's what Shane is doing out there in Louisiana. It's called Lewis Stone out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at Shane Lewis. All right. We'd love to hang out with you. We'd love to talk to you about maybe if you have a classroom that's doing some reptile work or a biology teacher that wants to do something with crocodilians, or you just happen to have some free time and you want to listen in or play something or have us do something special for you, or even if you just call me up or write me an email telling me that you're out there listening to us and you want to give a shout-out to your class, we'd be happy to do that for you next week. Given all the shout-outs I think I have for this week, don't forget some of our friends at ForgetMeNot4Kids.com, AustinCustomPollock.com. Look for us at CaymanHunter.com. And let me tell you something, we got lots of information on our pages. Besides for the normal stuff like the home and the introduction and we have links and contact. Well, besides the contact, we have links and care sheets and charts and listings of the animals that we have for sale. Right now, by the way, we have nothing, so don't bother calling. Don't think, oh, he said for sale, we got something. Run to the phone right away. Don't bother. We got nothing right now for sale. Page for donations, a page for rescues. We have a well-wishes wall for people who have donated to us, and we want to wish them well and thank them very much. We also have a wish list chart. If you have the capacity to be able to give us things to help us out, donate to us. We'd be happy to take those donations off your hands. Just feel free to send this stuff to us. Again, the number is 818-369-1429. As I look over at my clock, looks like we have looks like it's just over a minute left. If you have any questions or anything else, 818-369-1429. This is Live with the Cayman Hunter. My name is Bam Rubenstein. I am the Cayman Hunter. Website is caymanhunter.com, http://www.caymanhunter, CaymanHunter.com, caymanhunter.com. If you want to Skype me, it's Cayman Hunter with no vowels, CMNHNTR. Same thing on Yahoo. You can look for us, Cayman Hunter, on Facebook, Cayman Hunter, although I'm never there. Don't bother friending me. I go there, upload pictures, then I'm gone. Don't even bother. That's about it, though, but you can find us there. You can find us on CaymanHunter.com. On CaymanHunter.com, if you go there, you will find, if you want to find pictures or stories, videos, go to our photo gallery page. On our photo gallery page, we have albums and albums and albums and albums and albums. We have lots of stuff on there. So you can feel free, take a look, see if there's anything you like. Give us a call if you have anything you think you'd like to see on our page. Drop us an email. Check out our message board. We'd be happy to accommodate you. Again, we'll be here next week, next Wednesday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Here at Blog Talk Radio on the web. BlogTalkRadio.com. It's been great. Thank you very much. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line. Give us a call. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe out there. Happy herping. Bye now.